Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Steve.
Issues 2025. Is the flu season here?
Well, flu season isn't officially here as far as there being a report because of someone being tested for it. That doesn't mean that it's not here. I mean, we do know that respiratory season is here with a variety of viruses circulating.
Okay, so let's talk about the flu shot that you're going to use this year. Is it, we talked about this before. How effective is it going to be, you think?
Well, we'll have to wait to get more data on how effective it's going to be. But we know, even if it's not a high effective percentage, that it still helps prevent severe disease and complications from the flu.
Does it make it any easier then, if you catch it?
Well, it can definitely decrease the severity and duration of it. So flu and COVID vaccines don't necessarily keep someone from getting the flu or COVID. It can decrease the chances, but it definitely makes a difference in reducing the chances of severe disease and complications hospitalization.
Oh, how would you describe last year's flu season in Sedgwick County?
Well, last year's flu season was thought to be a high rate of flu. And whenever you have multiple viruses circulating, and COVID and flu definitely circulate at the same time during this time of year especially, it's important to be up to date on all vaccinations, because if you get the flu and aren't vaccinated against other vaccine-preventable illnesses, then our immune systems are lower and more susceptible to getting ill.
Who should get a flu shot?
Anybody should get a flu shot 6 months and older.
Ooh, that's kind of young.
Well, there really is an increase and has been in pediatric deaths with flu in the last several years. And flu is not a reportable disease unless it involves a child's death. We're attributing that to lower rates of vaccine with flu vaccine. So it's very important to get vaccinated.
Now, I'm sick, but how do I know if it's flu and not something else?
Well, that is a good question. With colds, ordinarily, we don't have the high amount of fatigue that we have with flu, and that can come with COVID. You don't typically have a fever. One of the differences between COVID and flu is the inability to taste or smell. That can occur with COVID at times, but it can be difficult to tell. There are tests. One can check with their medical provider to see if they are testing for flu and COVID, and then there are over-the-counter. And where that might matter is that there are different antiviral medications that can be prescribed if you have the flu or if you have COVID that can reduce the severity if someone is at risk for more complications.
We were talking about the shots that are available at grocery stores and drugstores. We talked about flu and COVID. What other immunizations are available just as we go into a drugstore or a grocery store?
Most should be available. And if anyone has a question, they can call the pharmacy. At the health department, we have flu available. And currently, we've given about 50 more flu shots this year than we did last year, and we're not even into November. And so that's a good sign that people are wanting to get their flu shots. We also have just received our COVID vaccine for uninsured and underinsured as far as with state insurance. So we can, anyone that has state insurance or is uninsured and is a child, 18 and under, can come to the health department, call for an appointment to get vaccinated.
Adrian, what I'm talking about, I got a flu shot and I got a shingles shot. So shingles is available too?
And shingles is definitely available, and it's good to be up to date on all of those.
And pneumonia.
And RSV, that was one of those new ones that came out after COVID.
RSV.
RSV is another respiratory virus, and it's especially can have complications for younger children, infants, and then older adults. So for RSV, it is recommended for anyone 75 and older to be vaccinated against the RSV, and for 50 and older, if they are at risk for more severe disease, and that would be pulmonary issues and any type of chronic condition that affects the immune system. And then moms that are pregnant, that are between 32 and 36 weeks of pregnancy, it's important to get vaccinated because then that provides up to 6 months of protection for the infant. And if an infant isn't protected because mom wasn't able to get vaccinated, then infants can receive an antibody. So there's not a vaccine for infants, but the antibody will boost their immune system.
Who do you recommend the COVID shot for? Is it for everybody? I don't get it because I had a reaction. We think it was a reaction with my heart. And I'm okay, I tested positive for COVID, but I never had any real symptoms. You know, it's such a strange thing.
It is, and depending upon the strain, and we haven't had a strain that has had severe symptoms for a while. And so I think that also leads people to be thinking, you know, why get the vaccine? Because if I'm going to get COVID, I might not, you know, get very ill. If someone has any pre-existing conditions or chronic illnesses, I think it's very important to get vaccinated. It is an individual's choice. Any vaccine preventable illness, I'd rather be vaccinated than take the chances of becoming ill. When we look at people in the hospital for COVID, for the flu, it's largely those that have not been vaccinated.
Do you think we've kind of forgotten how bad that pandemic was? I mean, everybody knows somebody who got hit pretty hard and even died.
Yes. COVID, that time was so difficult because COVID being novel, brand new, there were so many changes that were happening, so much information that was coming out every day and sometimes changing during the day, that it was difficult for people to believe and understand what was important and what was real. But a lot of people died during that time, and there were a lot of people that have long COVID with long-lasting illnesses and consequences because of COVID at that time.
What are the chances that we might see another COVID-like pandemic? I guess nobody knows, but...
Well, H1N1, and that was a novel flu that was 2007, 2006, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's safe to say that something will occur. We don't know when. COVID definitely helped us become more prepared for a novel where we had never seen it before, because we know how to respond to something that we know. But COVID was different from any other virus before, because the symptoms changed for people. So at first it was that severe cough and I believe fever, and then it morphed to different side effects for people.
What are the immunization requirements for Kansas schools?
There are a lot of vaccines that are required, and it's best for someone to go on to the Sedgwick County Health Department website and they can see. We just had another back to school, or hoping to keep people from being excluded from school, because we are at that point that if someone's not vaccinated, they're not going to be able to go to school until they get vaccinated, unless they have a physician's, you know, note.
Yeah.
Last week, and vaccinated over 500 children.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a measles outbreak in Southwest Kansas earlier this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How did it begin? How was it brought under control? Because it finally was.
It was. And I think, you know, the reason that it didn't become worse than what it was because enough people were vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella. At the same time, because of there being a decrease in childhood immunizations, children did get ill, and there were children that died in the United States. So we got it under control. More people during that time were able to be vaccinated, and there were clinics around the U.S. where they provided the opportunity for people to be up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. And again, there was enough protection from people being vaccinated that it controlled the spread. And that is why being up to date on vaccinations is so important, because it can control how widely affected an area is.
How many total cases were there? Do you remember? It was under 100, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe so. I
don't 70 even, or something, maybe?
We've moved on to other things, like the federal shutdown. And so it's, you know, but it was nowhere near as bad as it could have been, but it was bad enough where children died.
You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations. Our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. Let's talk about some of the programs and services offered by the health department. Unless there's anything else you want to say about flu seeds, flu shots, is that, is something
just
else?
To get vaccinated. And if you're unsure about COVID, you can talk to your physician and they'll let you know if they recommend it. Flu is always recommended. And again, if you're in that age range for the RSV, that's a respiratory, 75 and older and 50 and up. So COVID and flu, definitely flu, 6 months and older.
I want to talk about some of the programs and services offered by the health department. Are all of these services free of charge?
Well, our Healthy Babies program, that is an in-home education program for pregnant moms and families thinking about becoming pregnant or just have had a baby, that is no charge. WIC, our Women, Infant, and Children, is no charge. And anyone that is 185% of the federal poverty guideline is eligible for the services, as long as they are Kansas resident. They can be breastfeeding, have children under the age of 5, be pregnant. That is no charge for that. Our clinic services, such as family planning, there is a charge, but on a sliding scale. If someone doesn't have insurance and is unable to pay, then we don't let that be a barrier to providing family planning services. We have all childhood immunizations, both insurance and vaccine for children program, which is the program for uninsured and underinsured children. There is a sliding scale for the administration of that. If we have private vaccines for adults, all of those are private pay and don't slide.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about WIC, Women, Infants, and Children.
Yes.
What all is involved in that?
Well, Women, Infants, and Children.
That's a pretty broad.
It is, and we have the largest WIC population in Kansas. If someone comes in, they are assessed for their child or themselves having some nutritional deficit, and there's so many that one can have. Most people are eligible, again, pregnant, lower income, children five and under, breastfeeding. We offer nutritional education. We have nurses and registered dietitians and nutritionists to meet with moms and families. Dads do come at times. Moms typically come and bring the children. We test them for low iron to make sure that their hemoglobin is where it needs to be. And WIC is a supplemental food program. So depending upon, there are different food packages depending upon if someone's breastfeeding totally, has children under five. And we don't provide that food, but we are connected with a system that downloads the information onto their debit card, the amount of fruit they can get, and whole grains. And WIC's program differs from SNAP in the way, the supplemental nutrition program, where one on WIC can only get whole grains, and you're not able to get anything that's not nutritional. So if someone ever wonders what is healthy in the grocery store, look for the WIC signs, because you'll find the whole wheat bread, the whole grains, the cereals.
What are the, you talked about family planning services. What's involved with that?
Family planning services, if someone is wanting to, thinking about having, adding to their family or expanding their family, then they come in and talk to one of our mid-levels. That's either a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, and they can talk about what type of contraception or birth control might be right for them until they're ready to actually start planning on having a family.
What are healthy babies? I know what healthy babies are, but you have a program called Healthy
Babies. The Healthy Babies program. We have community liaisons and nurses that go into the family's home. We also have offices, visitation rooms at the health department, but we do like to also see where the baby's sleeping, so we can talk about safe sleep and ways to make the sleep environment healthier, and really provide information so that moms can have as healthy of a pregnancy as possible. And then what do you do with the baby when the baby comes? And some of that information they do get in the hospital, but it's so overwhelming when you have the baby. There's so much information coming at you that it's good to have someone that can provide that information to you when you're at home. And we can see, depending upon the funding, we can see someone up to 12 months of age with a baby, or 18 months of age, or even older, like 3 years. And we have a fatherhood program. And that is so important for dads to be involved. Dads can be excluded and forgotten, and dads are extremely important in someone's life. So we look at getting partners and family members involved in that education as well.
Now, what does the health department offer in oral and dental health?
We have a children's dental program for kids 3 years and up. Now, they need to be receiving free and reduced lunches and not be eligible for insurance, because there's children's providers if someone has insurance. So our dentists, and we're all the services that we provide beyond cleanings, because we have we have our registered, not registered dietitians, our hygienists.
We have not
enough coffee this morning. We have our registered hygienists that are able to provide the cleanings, and then the filling the cavities or any other type of work that needs to be done in the mouth is all through volunteer dentists that come in on their evenings off or on Fridays and see our kids. And then some of the dentists prefer to have the children go into their office, and so we facilitate that as well. But there is no cost to those services.
I was thinking about the kids in school. What school nurse? Every school's got a nurse, right? What's the county's role in that? What is your role?
Well, I don't. Some of the private may not have a nurse.
Okay.
But the like most of the public schools are going to have a nurse, or at least share a nurse. There could be one nurse that goes to multiple schools. So at this point. In regards to oral health, the safety net clinics or our federally qualified health centers have more of a role in going in and taking care of screening children's teeth. We do go in if requested and still give those visual exams to check for any emergency type needs where those kids can then be referred for services. We still meet with the school nurses to talk about all the reportable diseases and if there's any type of, if someone has chicken pox or measles or any type of reportable illness, then we'll work with them and the families in identifying anyone that might have been exposed.
Now, I want to ask you a little about the health department. How many employees do you have in the health department?
We have approximately 125 currently. We have several positions that haven't been filled. We are getting the rest of our funding, but in the beginning of the year, we were only getting some partial funding for some of our federal grants, and so we were holding off on filling positions. That funding is coming in. WIC is the one program that is most in the news because of the federal shutdown, and WIC's federal fiscal year begins October 1st. And so that's why WIC has really been in the news. Currently, WIC programs, and I can talk about Kansas WIC programs, have funding through the end of the month and should be through mid-November. So at this point, particularly for Sedgwick County WIC, it's business as usual. So it's important for people to keep their appointments. And if they have any questions, they can call. But it is business as usual. And if we find out anything different, we will let people know.
Do you use volunteers?
We do. Well, we have our volunteer dentists, and we have different types of volunteers. We have the MRC, Medical Reserve Corps, that anyone can volunteer to be part of the MRC. We definitely prefer to have some volunteers with a medical background. The MRC was created after 9/11, when so many volunteers came out of the woodwork, and there wasn't a system set up to verify whether these volunteers were really in the medical field. And so MRC was created. So now there is a system where credentials are checked. And so not only medical personnel, but we also need people to help with, it could be registration or flow or anything. So anyone can go on to the Sedgwick County Health Department website, and apply for MRC. And then we also have there could be other volunteer opportunities. We do work with WSU hygiene students. They rotate through our dental clinic. And then we'll have nurses, we'll have masters in public health and bachelors in public health rotating through the health department. And we benefit and they benefit also.
How long have you been director?
I have been a director for about 11 years.
Really?
With the health department for 37.
Wow. That's a long time.
It is a long time. I feel old when I say 37, yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, listen, we're out of time. Thanks for being with us, as always, Adrian. Keeping us up to date on what's going on with the health department and the immunizations and so forth. Valuable information. And we thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Steve.
Our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. That's all for this edition of Issues 2025. And, of course, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.